So close your eyes and take a comfortable position, because in order to relax, you must be in a relaxed position. Reach a state similar to the one you experience between being awake and drifting into natural sleep. Don't question, don't analyze, and above all, don't help me put you into a state of hypnosis, because the only part of you that can be hypnotized is the subconscious mind, and conscious efforts of the mind will only produce equal and opposite results. The intentional production of hypnosis depends upon the decreasing of organized brain activity. This can be done effectively by decreasing the input to the conscious mind. Eye closure or limitation of vision decreases input. The disregard of all other sounds but the sound of my voice decreases input. Relaxation of the body decreases the number of signals the mind is receiving from the muscles of the body. If you can be induced to stop thinking, there's a profound decrease in organized brain activity. Except for a moment, that only two things exist in the universe: the space occupied by your body and the sound of my voice. And focus your attention like the beam of a flashlight on the sound of my voice. Begin by relaxing the muscles of your feet. Let every muscle fiber let go. Become slack and loose, loose and limp, limp and numb, numb and relaxed. Feel all the tension and stress leaving the muscles of your feet. Continue with the muscles of your legs. Feel them letting go, becoming numb and slack, slack and detached, detached and soft, soft and benumbed. Feel your legs and feet becoming relaxed and warm. The muscles of your thighs are strong, and you relax them in identical manner as all the other muscles. Just let them rest. Eliminate even the tone of these muscles. Allow them to become slack and relaxed, relaxed and limp, limp and free and detached, soft and loose, as you release all tension from this part of your body. Relax your conscious mind as you release all tension and stress from the muscles of the body, and feel yourself begin to go deeper and deeper into a relaxed hypnotic state. Deeper and deeper, just let go. The area of the hips is a constant source of tension and stress. Just let your hips let go, as if they were flattening out upon the surface on which they rest. Disconnect all the different muscles. Let them become flaccid and numb, numb and slack, slack and detached and limp, as they let go and rest. Let your conscious mind rest too. Don't question or analyze. Just drift deeper and deeper and deeper into a state of mental relaxation. The muscles of your abdomen are constantly on the job of containing the viscera. This is a good opportunity to let them take a break and rest. So just let them become limp and slack. Let them feel free, detached, and warm. As you relax the different muscles of the body and as they rest and relax, their requirements become greatly reduced, and the internal organs will also rest. The rate of your breathing and heartbeat will slow down. Your breathing will become abdominal and shallow. All your organs are relaxing to the utmost as you drift into a more profound and deeper state of hypnosis. Let go and let yourself sink deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Feel the muscles of the small of your back following the same pattern of relaxing. Feel them becoming lax and limp and free. Feel them letting go. Rest your mind and sink deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deeper and deeper. Relax the muscles of your chest and back. Allow all of them to become loose and slack. Slack and limp and numb. All tension and stress leaving this part of your body. As you relax new areas of the body, the ones we have already relaxed will continue to increase their relaxation to a point when we begin to become unaware of these parts of the body. Eventually, you will reach a state when you become pure mind and no body. Just let yourself go and drift one notch deeper into hypnosis. Deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Let your shoulders flatten out against the surface upon which they rest. Allow all the muscles to become limp. To release all tension and stress. To become numb and loose. Loose and slack and lax. Relax and detach. And then experience this feeling slowly flowing down. To relax the muscles of your upper arms and through the elbows. To make all the muscles of your forearms numb and soft. Soft and warm. As it continues through the wrists. To relax the muscles of the hands and fingers. All these fibers becoming numb and detached, free and soft, as you drift deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Continue by relaxing the muscles of your neck. Feel every one of these fibers letting go of all tension, becoming slack and heavy, becoming limp and numb, numb and soft and pliable, as you drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into relaxed hypnosis. Just release and let things happen as they happen. And now we're going to relax the muscles of your scalp. Just feel these thousands of muscles becoming warm and loose. Feel them resting. Feel them becoming placid to a point where your scalp just feels like something that is only covering the back part of your skull, like a wig or a cap or hat. You are reaching a state of total relaxation, drifting deeper and deeper into hypnosis, deeper and deeper, relaxed. Your face is like a mass of jelly-like substance. And as you relax, the muscles of your forehead, the muscles of your cheeks and eyes, these parts become warm and soft and numb and limp, and slowly sink into that jelly-like mass. Let go and become more and more relaxed. Let the muscles of your nose, lips, and jaws follow the same procedures, and notice that they become lax and detached and numb, as they also vanish into that jelly-like mass. Relax the muscles of your ears and feel them becoming loose and limp as they hang free and detached at the sides of your head. Just continue letting go entirely and drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. I want you to visualize as vividly as you can the scene I'm about to describe. You're walking along the beach and it's mid-July and it's very, very warm. It's 5:00 in the afternoon. The sun has not yet begun to set, but it is getting low on the horizon. The sun is a golden blazing yellow, the sky a brilliant blue, the sand a dazzling glistening white in the sunlight. Feel the cold, wet, firm, hard-packed sand beneath your feet. Taste and smell the salt in the air. There's a residue of salt deposited on your lips from the ocean spray, and you can taste it if you lick your lips. Hear the beating of the waves, the rhythmic lapping to and fro, back and forth of the water against the shore. Hear the far-off cry of a distant gull as you continue to walk. And you are drifting deeper and deeper into hypnosis, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. You come to a sand dune, a mound of pure white sand. Covering the mound are bright yellow buttercups, deep pink moss roses. You sit down on its crest and look out to sea. The sea is like a mirror of silver reflecting the sun's rays, a mass of pure white light. And you are gazing intently into this light. As you continue to stare into the sun's reflection of the water, you begin to see flecks of violet, darting spots of purple intermingled with the silver. Everywhere, there is silver and violet. There's a violet line along the horizon, a violet halo around the flowers. And now the sun is beginning to set. With each movement, with each motion of the sun into the sea, you become deeper and deeper relaxed. The sky is slowly turning crimson, scarlet, pink, amber, gold, orange as the sun sets. You are engulfed in a deep purple twilight of velvety blue haze. You look up into the night sky and it's a brilliant, starry night. The beating of the waves, the smell and taste of the salt, the sea, the water, the sky. And you feel yourself carried upward and outward into space. One, with the universe. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and with every count that I take, you are going to drift one notch deeper into a profound, relaxed, hypnotic trance. 1. Sinking deeper and deeper into hypnosis. 2. Deeper and deeper. 3. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. And as I continue talking to you, you will let the sound of my voice increase the depth of your hypnotic trance. And the use of willpower at the conscious level in breaking or changing any habit is ineffective and only produces tension and stress. With hypnosis, use of the will is unnecessary. A hypnotized person is in the subconscious state with his conscious or critical faculties at rest. With the subconscious mind in control, the imagination is stimulated to appropriate action, and the person changes his habits without knowing how or why it is happening. And you are going deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. I want you to continue focusing your attention on the sound of my voice and let that sound put you into deeper and deeper hypnosis. We're going to continue retraining your subconscious mind regarding your attitude toward food and eating. These habits and beliefs are already a part of your personality, for you do not eat for oral gratification. You have traded oral gratification for a slender, slim, elegant, attractive body, for a healthy body, for a youthful body, for a body that you are proud of. You've learned to determine the difference between being hungry and being satisfied. And you never eat unless you are truly hungry. You do not think about eating or not eating. And when you eat, you concentrate your attention entirely on feeding yourself. You allow for no distractions such as watching television or reading a book or magazine. You chew your food thoroughly, almost to a point where it becomes semi-liquid. By chewing your food thoroughly, you're able to enjoy the flavor and aroma of the food that you eat. You put your fork, knife, or spoon down between mouthfuls, and you never prepare a mouthful of food while there is still food in your mouth. You always leave a little bit of food on your plate. And you are going deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. Whenever you feel hungry, drink a glass of water or a half a glass of water, because sometimes we mistake the feeling of thirst for hunger. So whenever you feel hungry, drink a glass of water and wait 5 or 10 minutes to see if the hunger subsides. If it does, you are thirsty and not hungry. Whenever you put food into your mouth, say to yourself mentally, "This food is like medication. It makes me lose weight." Repeat this to yourself many times throughout your meal. Say to yourself, "This food is like medication. It makes me lose weight." This is true because your body craves and desires only those foods that are nutritious and only in the correct amounts that your body needs. It's incredible how this happens. Your body simply will not accept any food that is not nutritious or any excess amounts of food. And so the food that you eat provides you with extra energy to burn up even more calories and cause you to lose weight. And so indeed, this food is like medication, and it makes you lose weight. And you are going deeper and deeper into hypnosis, deep, relaxed hypnosis. You use the scale every day. You do not use it as a motivator, but rather as a monitor to tell you that you are eating correctly. A loss of weight indicates that you are eating correctly. The loss of weight roughly tells you the weight of the fatty tissue taken from the body reserves to supplement your food intake. If your weight remains the same, it means that you have provided the body with exactly the same amount of food it requires. So go back over what you've eaten, see what you've done, and correct it. The scale is your biofeedback indicator that tells you that you are eating correctly. And you are going deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. You do not eat for oral gratification. You do not eat because it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner time. The sight of food or of people eating, the smell or the thought of food no longer triggers your desire to eat because you can only eat when you're truly hungry. If you're bored, find something to do. Take a walk, write a letter, phone a friend, work on a hobby. You can only eat when you are truly hungry, for you have found better ways to relieve tension and stress, and better ways to solve emotional or material problems than by eating. Picture yourself in that outfit you've always wanted to wear. When you look at yourself in the mirror, see yourself as the way you want to be. This visualization is very important in this therapy. So when you look at yourself in a mirror, see yourself slim, slender, attractive. Superimpose this image so you see your body as the way you want it to be. Think of yourself as thin and act like a thin person. Take smaller portions of food. Leave food on your plate. And if it is your favorite food, so much the better in refusing second helpings. Congratulate yourself as you lose pounds and inches. Tell your friends how proud you are of what you are accomplishing, because in this therapy, you are the one who is doing the work. I am only guiding you. Repeat to yourself mentally, many times throughout the day. Whenever you get the chance, say to yourself, I am losing pounds, and I am losing inches. It's easy for me to reach my desired weight, and nothing can stop me. I am slender, slim, and happy. And you are going deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. The subconscious mind accepts as real whatever the conscious mind tells it. Under hypnosis, I am your conscious mind, and I am telling your subconscious mind that you are thin and you're getting thinner. As a thin person, you're aware of overweight people around you. And as a thin person, you realize and accept that in life there are many things much more logical and satisfying than eating for oral gratification. In that internal private monologue that goes on between you and your subconscious mind, you plan with your subconscious mind the changes you want made in your body. Your subconscious mind has a power to help you accomplish this, and you have faith in the power of your subconscious mind. This is the secret behind miracles and the magic of believing. Because everything that ever occurs in the universe first happens in the mind before it can exist in the outer form. And now, in a few moments, I'm going to awaken you by counting from 20 to 1. If this is your bedtime, you will ignore the rest of these instructions and instead fall into a deep, relaxing sleep, awakening in the morning, feeling bright and refreshed and wonderful in every way. But if this is part of your daily routine and you need to arise, you will listen to my voice, and you're going to wake up rested and relaxed. Your eyes and your head will be clear, and you will have happy, positive, constructive thoughts in your mind, with a full determination in knowing that this therapy is working for you. And each time you are hypnotized, you will go faster and deeper into a more profound state of hypnosis. And how good it feels to share your success with those people close to you. 20, 15, 10. Your eyes wanting to open and your body wanting to stretch. 5, and 1. Wide awake, fully refreshed, feeling wonderful in every way.